where you are.
At Wrangell's downtown pavilion, there are heartbeats everywhere. People have heartbeats, of course, but many of them are also wearing them across their chests. Heartbeat graphics on t-shirts read, "Proud mom of a heart warrior, dad to a heart warrior, proud nana, grandma, sister, brother of a heart warrior." There's a heartbeat blanket in a stroller.
Today, to celebrate these strong, resilient heart warriors, means the world to us.
Petersburg resident Tim Shumway is the father of one of the heart warriors in question, his 8-month-old son, Owen.
Frankly, just a few generations ago, we wouldn't be celebrating with you all today. So it's important for us to remember that this progress hasn't happened in a vacuum. Without funding, research and innovation don't happen. And without individuals like all of you here today, the funding doesn't happen. So, in a way, all of you here today are making an investment in the lives and futures of these three precious heart warrior boys. And we couldn't be more grateful for that.
17-month-old Jackson Buness of Wrangell is another heart warrior honored at the first joint Petersburg and Wrangell Congenital Heart Walk. He and Owen were joined by Liam Maddox, who just received a new donor heart. Both Jackson and Owen have what's called teterology of Fallot, a congenital heart defect that's made up of four different heart issues. In their short lives so far, Jackson has had two heart surgeries, and Owen has had one. In addition to the heart walk, businesses and artists from around the area donated jewelry, excursions, and other items for a silent auction, raising money for the Children's Heart Foundation, which focuses on congenital heart defect research. Muddy Water Adventures donated ferry rides from Banana Point to Wrangell so that Petersburg community members could join in on the celebration and fundraiser. Walking along the route through Wrangell's downtown, Shumway says as a teacher at Petersburg High School, it warms his heart to see the complete lack of competition between the sometimes rival communities.
You know, Petersburg and Wrangell, that rivalry, but like something like this, it, you don't feel like there's a rivalry. It feels like, you know, there's one big community.
His wife, Ruby Shumway, and Shauna Buness organized the event. Buness says as members of neighboring small communities, she and Shumway had been Facebook friends for a while.
And she found out that her son had the same heart condition, and so she reached out to me and we kind of bonded over that. And both of our sons have had their heart surgeries and are just being their little warrior selves.
Tim Shumway says the support of Wrangell's Buness family has been invaluable.
It was just like this shock, and like we didn't even know how to process it because we didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But then we found out, I mean, we had heard about Shauna and Jordan and Jackson, but reaching out to them, and it was a huge help for us because they were going through it, you know, 6 months ahead of us. All the things that we went through, they went through 6 months ahead of us and could kind of provide that guidance and help and support.
And he says, as Owen babbles in his arms, it's exciting to finally be able to celebrate the Southeast Alaska boys who made it through heart surgeries in the last year.
When we got back from the hospital after his surgery, it's the most like triumphant moment of our lives, and there's no one there because of COVID. No one to greet us, no one to meet us, and we feel like there should be a ticker tape parade. And so it feels so good to finally kind of have that we can celebrate these boys and the support we've gotten from the community.
Both Owen and Jackson will need more surgeries later in life. Shauna Buness says they hope after Jackson's two surgeries, he'll be able to wait until he's at least 10 before needing another one. By that time, who knows what will be possible.
Because of fundraisers like this, technology is progressing so quickly that by the time he needs that surgery, you know, who knows how they're even going to be able to do it, because we can't even imagine how quickly they progress with technology.
Although Wrangell and Petersburg's joint heart walk is over, the fundraiser for the Children's Heart Foundation is still ongoing. KSTK has a link to the Wrangell and Petersburg donation site at kstk.org. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.